Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello, and a very warm welcome to Journey, the thought for the week from Torch Trust. I'm James Brookman, and this week's thought is from Deborah Chand, here at Torch House.
Did you know that snails have tongues? This may seem obvious, but I'd never considered it. The sense of a snail enjoying its food. Though slugs and snails don't have any teeth with which to bite off more than they can chew, they do have a coarse tongue which can rasp down choice morsels. And electron microscopes show that this tongue is covered in tiny toothlets of intricately fine build. Snails may not be able to run exactly, but they can cover a lot of ground and chomp through a great deal of cabbage in a night. Sometimes it feels as though we are slugging away at life, that nothing is going to plan, or that the material things of life don't bring the rewards we thought they might. The Bible, in John chapter 6, verse 27, records a time when Jesus reminds his followers not to be so concerned about perishable things like food, but rather to spend their energy seeking the eternal life that only he can give. There's more to life than food, but many have to work so hard to get some, as the rise of food banks in our country attests, that words like this may seem to stick in the mouth. How can we know God's peace, joy, hope, provision, when everything is going wrong, and even when it's going right? Anything cosmic or eternal seems as far away as sunshine on a grey day. Yet if we take God at his word and stick with him, he gives hope and life that goes beyond whatever we are experiencing now, reminding us of an eternal hope to come, and often amazing provision in the midst of it. So much so that one writer in the Bible, Job, who had experienced a succession of terrible losses in life, was still able to say that he treasured God's words more than daily food. So don't give up. Keep going. And if you feel a bit sluggish, stuck in the everyday routine, or as if life has passed you by, a fresh focus may help to see beyond the everyday and look towards a God in heaven who cares. And if, like the humble snail, you do have the blessing of good food to eat, please do so with enthusiasm.
Thank you, Deborah. And thank you for listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust, a Christian organisation for people at any stage of the sight loss journey. Torch offers a range of services, including a free lending library of Christian books, magazines in Braille, giant print and audio, specialist holidays for blind people, and over 100 fellowship groups around the UK. You can find out more on our website, torchtrust.org, or telephone 0333 123 1255.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.